Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
We live? Well, let's do it. DEG. Granddaughter.
430 in the building.
Yeah.
Big game, we talked that. Made a path, we walked that. Skills max, streets got a bag, that's a real win. Never lost that, this dead end gaming. You know how we do. BZ and the granddad, that's player one, that's player two. New, we gon' talk about it. Review, we gon' talk about it. PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, we gon' talk about it. Can't forget that PC, best around is where it be. Special guest from out of left for right about that family tree, we got it. Sonic's traveling real fast. Leveled up, but we the final boss. So what else to go for this podcast? It's Dead End Gaming. Finna hit the mark. On point like the sharpest art. If you tuned in, just know you smart. Press start.
What's going on, everybody? It's the Granddaughter, Granddad Wooly, and you are here again for another episode of the Dead End Gaming Podcast, episode 209 this time. We appreciate everybody coming through on Twitch, live right now, and a lot of things going on right now, y'all. We got a special guest in the building. As you can see, if you're watching live on Twitch, the 430 is not in the building.
Nope.
Because that man got married.
He
yes.
did.
Yes. BZ 430 is officially a married man. Congratulations to BZ. He is on his honeymoon right now, living it up with his new wife. They frolicking and having fun and doing all kinds of married people shit. And I love it. So make sure you say congratulations to BZ if you have not yet. Show him all the love because he's a good brother and he deserves it. And he deserves all the happiness he's getting in this world right now. So shout out to BZ 430.
He definitely does. He definitely does.
Yes. And that voice and that person you're seeing sitting across from me, you should know who that is. That's a very good singer, but also a very good friend of the show. The one, the only, the wonderful Miss Majestic Madness. Majestic's in the building! How you doing?
Thank you for the introduction, because I just think that everybody, and I mean everybody.
Everybody.
Needs to remember that I am the original very good singer.
Mm. Kev in the building. Kev, right. Kev, don't deny it.
Kev be trying to act like he don't know, but that's okay. That's okay. I know the truth.
Hey, I
know
there.
The truth. Streams know the truth. People know the truth.
I seen it. She is a very good singer.
I am. Thank you very much.
Kev, I know why you're talking. You gave up your management position. You don't manage BZ no more.
Right.
No, you gave that up to his wife. You out. You can't chime in on this no more, brother.
You gave that away and you moved. Like, management ain't been the same since you left.
Management has changed. You got to find you a new client. You know
I heard his voice don't even sound like it used to.
Damn. I don't know.
BZ,
when you get back, you'll have to defend yourself.
Was he voice fishing?
I heard things. I've heard them. But we appreciate you coming through, Majestic, filling in for B. Got a good show lined up. As you know, we run different segments in this show. So we start off with the games we played. We're going to talk back and forth about the games that we played. Then we're going to get into our news and topics. And then for our part two, we have a cool little concept. I call it the mixtape, where me and Majestic are going to work together and we're going to pick video game characters to create a dope mixtape based off their personalities and styles and come up with the coolest, dopest, multi-genre fire's mixtape of all time, and it's going platinum in the streets.
Yeah, so it is.
That's going to be in part two, but let's kick things off, Majestic, with the games that we played, and since you are our guest, let me know, what you been playing out here? What you got going on?
I've been playing a lot of Persona. Mm. If I'm being honest with you, I've been playing Persona 5 Strikers.
Yeah.
I've been playing Persona 3 Reload. Mm. Just beat Strikers like 2 days ago. Great. 10 out of 10. I missed my little P5 friends. Now I've played 4 before. I've never played 3. So okay. 3 Reload is my first time actually playing with these characters, playing the story. And I really like it. My only thing is, I wish I had played 3, like one of the originals, because there's so many different versions of it.
Yeah.
I wish I had played them before so that I could appreciate the changes more, but I'm going to get there.
Okay.
Because I was like, I know y'all have enhanced things, but I don't know what, but I've really been enjoying it. I've had a great time playing Persona. I always have a good time playing
Persona. You're way ahead of the Persona game than me. I ain't touched none of it, so... You doing good over there.
We gonna get you there.
I'm gonna try. It's on the. We was talking earlier. It's on the PlayStation. Well, Persona 5 is sitting on the PlayStation. I just ain't got to it yet. All right.
We gonna get you there. It's okay.
Eventually.
It's not going nowhere. It only gets better with time.
They gonna make like 75 iterations of it. So
they
I'm here.
Probably
for it.
Will. So they we probably will.
We might. No promises. All right. But anything else other than Persona?
Not really. Those games really take up like all of my time. I beat Sea of Stars not too long ago.
Okay.
Played some Tekken 8. I did play Tekken 8. That story was everything. The story was amazing.
I've just gotten Tekken. So I've been out of the. I haven't been playing games. I've been doing a lot of traveling for work. They know. But I do have Tekken 8, and I just started playing a little bit of the story, and I'm already liking what I'm seeing. So I already know it's about to get real.
You just going to have to find you like a good 3 hours. 3-4 hours.
I'm trying to get it somewhere.
And it's not that long. You could easily 3 to 4 hours. I think that's how long it took me.
I think I just did the first couple like chapters and then like not even that much because I just like play. I play when I can, y'all. But so far,
yeah, it's bad. We gonna have to talk when you finish it. It's sure. Really good.
I'm still upset that they don't got my real mains in there though.
Which one?
They ain't bring Christy back.
Or
Catalina. I don't want to hear Eddie. That's my boy.
I was about to say.
Our time was, it was Christy time. It was Christy time. And they did me wrong. And they brought Eddie back. Nobody asked for that.
They brought Eddie with the Killmonger haircut.
Nobody asked for that. And then they had the audacity to take Catalina away from me. Now I'm struggling to find my real main. I'm just floating around right now. I'm in the abyss. I'm in the sunken place of Tekken 8. I don't like it.
I'm so sorry.
I'm trying out here. But it's still a good game. It's a very good game.
Yeah. And then the opening track. I love the opening track. I was binging it on Spotify. If you didn't know, the Tekken 8 opening track is on Spotify. Play it. Stream it.
Run them numbers up.
Run them numbers up. You need a good song to play when you at the gym. My Last Stand. It's great. Mm. It is great. You need a little like oomph, like just pump yourself up. My Last Stand.
There you go. Now you got some tunes to listen to. All right. Well, for me, I played a little bit, y'all. I've been still traveling, moving around, and then with BZ's wedding and stuff like that, I was all out and about. But I did get a little Tekken 8 in, like I said. Also, my son, shout out to Adrian, he was playing, for some reason, he went back to playing Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. And we played that game together. But now he's unlocking all the secret levels, and now he needs me to help him do that. So we were collectively unlocking all the secret levels. It's a cool game. It's an old game for like the Switch. I think it was on the Wii U back then. But then they re-released it for the Switch. So we played that. Also, I played a little bit. This is before the announcement that's coming up, but a little bit more of Mortal Kombat 1. I gotta be honest. It's not sticking to the ribs.
It's not
like 11 was for me. It's still not, good, but it's something, and it's the community saying it too. It's something about this game. It's not hitting like it should be.
I've never been a Mortal Kombat person. I've been only Tekken. Like I grew up playing Tekken, so I haven't played much of like other fighter games.
Uh-huh.
So. What do you think it is about Mortal Kombat that this one is just not hitting like 11?
I think they put too much stock into this cameo system, and it's been exploited way too much. way too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are smart in this fighting game community. They can find ways to exploit a game very, very fast. They think of things that the developers and the creators don't think of.
Right.
So with these cameos, they found a way to make these broken combinations that are sometimes damn near impossible to beat. And then once they nerf or change something up, they'll just go find another character to
and do
it
the
with.
Same
and
thing.
It's so interchangeable. And I think that's what it is. And the way that the game works is once you're getting beat the fuck up, you got to kind of just sit there and get beat the fuck up. There's no like, hey, you know, once like if you miss your turn to hit and you get punished, you got to eat that whole combo. And them shits is long and painful. So it's like, it's fun when you're doing it, but when you got to sit there and watch, it's like, so I can still play it. I still got Barak and Cyrex, the original most hated duo in the game. Still playing some with Omni-Man and whatnot too, but it's just not sticking. And I think because Tekken 8 came out and I'm starting to kind of warm up to Tekken 8 some more, that too, because Tekken 8 is really, really good. Only thing I hate about Tekken 8 is my mains ain't there. But the game itself, the main game and the mechanics,
yeah,
amazing.
I think they did a really good job of making it beginner-friendly without making it too easy for people who've been playing Tekken for a long time.
Yeah.
But I will say, because I've been a Nina main since Tekken 3, they changed my buttons.
Nina is good in that game, though.
She is, but they changed my buttons, and that's been throwing me off a little bit. They changed some of my combos. Mm-hmm. I've had to rework how I know how to play her from, like, 7.
Yeah.
So we getting there, but, like, the first couple, I was like, why is she not doing...
She's not doing what
she's
supposed
doing
to be doing.
What she's supposed to be doing. She's not doing what I'm telling her to do.
Right.
I don't understand.
It is what it is. You know, the game, I mean, Tekken 7 was out for how long, though? So they had to kind of put some kind of a long ass time. So they had to kind of, you know, update or switch some things around, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But all in all, visually, the way that the game just plays so smooth, it's a really good fighter. This game is going to have a lot of legs to it. I already know. It's going to last probably longer than Tekken 7. I don't see them. If they keep doing the right things and give us Christy and doing the right things by giving us Christy and this game's gonna be that, this game gonna be the one.
My only gripe, and you'll get this when you finish the story, I don't want them to outlive Tekken 7 because I want the next part of the story. There's got to be more to the story.
Yeah, because the story's so wrapped up in Kazuya and Jin and everything like that. I get what you're saying.
I understand why they're fighting, mm-hmm. but, like, they fight a lot. And I'm like, you have less beef than Kazuya and his daddy. Y'all basically ain't got no beef because you weren't raised with your dad. And y'all fighting, like, y'all been beefing for 30 years.
I mean, technically, they kind of, Heihachi had a lot to do with this.
Right,
thing,
like,
but
everyone was beefing with Heihachi, which... If you haven't taken the time, my community knows this. If you haven't taken the time to look at, like, Tekken Wikipedia, like that kind of stuff, Heihachi hates everyone.
Yeah.
He hates all of his children, which I didn't know there was multiple.
He is a deadbeat.
Certified. His list of dislikes was, like, his son, his adoptive son, his illegitimate son, his grandson, his dad, Jack.
Jack. Like, hey, Jack just called him straight for no reason, bro. Jack ain't got nothing to do with this, but he just I just don't like him.
Basically. But, no, I thought that was interesting. But, yeah,
when I finish it up, when I finish the story and stuff like that, I'm definitely, reconvene with this because, it's good. But, like I said, I do want to see where the next progression of this story, the whole lore goes now, because I feel like 6, 7, and 8 is so heavy with this Kazuya Jin scenario.
Mm-hmm.
We need a conclusion. I think we're gonna get the conclusion. Don't spoil me.
I'm not saying nothing.
But I think
I'm not
at
saying
end,
nothing.
We gonna
to
get
you.
The conclusion we need to get and move on. Hopefully, or maybe they gonna do some shit and say, oh, but there's more. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We got at least another 7 to 10 with this game. So.
Well, I'm going to need a story DLC. I don't know who I need to talk to about that. But if we're going to be stuck with this game, like, we need more than just DLC characters because I need the soap opera. I need the tea.
Mm.
So.
She need all the dramas.
All the dramas. That's 90% of why I like Tekken.
All right. Well, you know what? That's pretty much all I played. That's what you played. But since we're on the subject of fighters and we touched on it a little bit, we're going to get into this news and... We'll start slow with some of these new trailers that's been dropping. Talked about Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
Mortal Kombat 1 is out. Like I said, personally, it's starting to lose quite a bit of steam for me. But just recently, they have released the newest trailer for their newest DLC, Peacemaker, played by John Cena.
They actually got...
They got John Cena. You can't see me.
Okay, they actually... Because I thought they would. I didn't think they wouldn't.
Yeah, but they had to get John Cena.
But you got to make sure sometimes.
They had to get Super Cena, you know, for the DEW stands. But let's pull it up. Pull it up. There you go. Let's look at that man, John Cena, Peacemaker. Actually, have you seen the show?
Yes.
It's actually not that bad.
It's really good.
It's pretty good.
I thought it was funnier than I expected it to be. Because, you know, right. He was in the Suicide Squad, but, like, yeah. He wasn't an enjoyable character.
Right.
So I wasn't excited about the idea of him having his own show, mm-hmm. but I actually really liked it. And I felt like they did a really good job of embodying his character in Mortal Kombat.
No, they did. Like, I really liked just the movement, you know, the helmet, like an eagle in there.
Yeah, when I heard eagle, I was like, oh.
Right, and then his mannerisms and just you know, everything about it. So they really did a good job. And I think that's what I do commend Mortal Kombat with these guest characters.
Mm-hmm.
It really put the time and effort in to capture the real essence of these characters,
right.
whether they're, you know, from a TV show or from another game franchise or whatever it is. They do a really good job with it. And he looks dope. He looks like – he gives me RoboCop vibes from Mortal Kombat 11. He's very zoner heavy. He's got a lot of setups and traps and whatnot. Like more like RoboCop and Rambo combined. That's kind of mm-hmm. what he gives me the vibes of. I'm definitely going to try him. I got the DLC pack, so I'm going to get all the free all the DLCs when they come out. Will he be another main? I don't know, but I'm liking what I'm seeing. And then also for the cameo, they have a character who's not really in the lore. They created her, which is
okay.
Janet Cage. Now, I said when I first saw Janet Cage, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool. Well, that'd be cool if she was actually a real character. I ain't going to really do it, but they made her a cameo, and she's just...
She just be helping him.
She's just a cameo, but yeah, she's like she's Janet Cage. She's an alternate universe, the lady version of Johnny Cage, but just from an alternate universe. And they said we're gonna just throw her in the game as a cameo. Personally, I would have rather them have an actual old character that we haven't seen in a while and bring them in as a new cameo like they have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that was a waste of a slot. But who knows? She might be really, really good. I have to see. But overall, it's a solid trailer. March 7th, which is about a week from now, you're going to be able to play it. If you have the actually, on the 28th, you'll be able to start playing. But March 7th to 10th is when they're going to have the full pack out. And, yeah, I mean,
he looked good. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's been a while since I saw Peacemaker, so I was like, I don't remember who this person is. So I'm glad you explained that.
Yeah.
And I get what you mean. It was like, I feel like I would rather either have, like, an old character who's no longer in Mortal Kombat or one of his companions, because I can't remember what his companion's name was.
I know the dude, yeah,
right.
He was cracking me up the whole show. His wannabe sidekick.
Yes.
So
he wanted to be his sidekick so bad.
Right. No, so, it's a good show. Like, if y'all haven't seen if you haven't seen Peacemaker, I think it's on HBO Max.
Yes.
And there's only one season out. Go watch. I was surprised how good it was. I only watched it because I'm a wrestling fan and John Cena. And I said, I'm going to check it out. And because I like what he did in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to give him the benefit of that. I'm going to check out the show because he did pretty good in Suicide Squad. It's actually a really good show.
I'm going to be honest. It was turned on and I watched it.
So, hey.
So, but I mean, that's how I watch a lot of stuff that I wouldn't normally gravitate to. If you just turn it on, I'll watch it. And then I'm like, oh, I'm hooked. So it was good. I watched the whole thing. It's really funny. And I think that's what I enjoyed about it. It has its serious moments. It has its funny moments.
Yeah.
John Cena did a really good job.
Yeah.
And I think they did a great job embodying the character in Mortal Kombat.
Oh, for sure.
If I had Mortal Kombat, I would want to play as Peacemaker.
There you go. There you go.
But I don't have it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's losing. Just wait till it goes cheap.
Okay.
All right, but going into another game that dropped the trailer. This game was a huge game. I think you've played this game. Elden Ring.
Oh, yes.
It was the talk of the town, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Biggest game in the streets.
2022.
And they just dropped a trailer for Shadow of the Erdtree. It's a new game. apparently. Or it's a DLC.
I was thinking it was
maybe it's a DLC.
I think it might be a DLC.
I'm out of an Elden Ring game, so look.
Regardless, it looks fire. Everything that was in there, I'm never gonna see because I'm terrible. I'm not gonna live long enough to find this elder tree.
Look, you can find it. You just gotta believe. Like, you know, like Parappa the Rapper said, you gotta believe.
Uh huh.
Right. But look.
Yeah. Sure.
I gotta say this. Like I said, I haven't played Elden Ring. Again, I'm out of the loop. I know I've heard what the streets are saying. And y'all in the chat saying, yo, Granny, you got to get on Elden Ring before this DLC drop. Look, this game looks amazing.
It does look
I've always said Elden Ring looks fire. I also feel like I'm going to put a lot of time into this that I just don't have to invest yet. Because I feel like Elden Ring is one of them games that you got to really put some time into.
Yeah, you have to really, I say this like I did this, you have to really like put in time to like grind your character so that you get to a point where you don't die all the time.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'm not there. Mm-hmm. And it's good to play with people. I know that's actually part of why I bought it, so that I could play with people.
Yeah.
I just stopped kind of playing with people. Well, people stopped being available to play with me.
Aw. Somebody play with Majestic. You're trying to get back in the Elden Ring.
I just need somebody, honestly, just carry me in your backpack.
Just because one person.
I'm not good. These types of like Souls game, I don't do a good job at them.
Look, I was talking to B about, because he just started playing it, but Lies of P, and that was the first, like, Soul-style type of game that I really got into,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I see why people think, why these games are considered so difficult, and that's considered mildly difficult compared to, like, actual Dark Souls games or Elden Ring, so I'm like, that's my little apprehension with playing these games, is like, I don't want to feel like I'm, like, trash.
That's how I feel, that's why I don't want to play them. At the point that I die, lose all my stuff, and then die before I get back to my stuff,
see, that's I'm gonna
like,
make me
I don't want to do this anymore.
That's going to make me just shut
off. Why are we here?
But then a little part of me is like, I'm no quitter. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go back and do it again. But, like, visually, the game is just stunning. Like, it just, I get it. I get why people would be immersed in this world. I get why people would want to play this game. It looks phenomenal. So, this DLC, I'm guessing, it's attached to the prior game. You got to play the first one to really get it. You say you're not going to be able to find that tree. You can find the tree.
I'm not going to find the tree.
It might take you a couple years.
Years? That's crazy.
What?
I'm not going to find it.
I'm just going based off your energy.
I'm not going to find the tree. Somebody put
me. You might stumble upon it's a tree.
Somebody put me in their backpack and carry me to the tree, please. That I can see it.
You might just be walking around and the tree just show up. Oh, there you go. Look, there's a tree. You didn't even try to find it. It found you. The tree will find you, Majestic.
Okay.
The tree will find you.
I'm glad you have faith in me.
Somebody got to. But no, it looks really dope. So that should be coming out, I think, what, 2025? Are they saying?
Yeah, I think that's what
No, June. My bad. I'm
tripping. June?
June 21st. June?
That's a big difference.
21st.
That's a big difference.
I was wrong.
I forgot that quickly.
Yeah, I was wrong with that. The reason why I said that, because the next trailer we're going to show, I think, is 2025.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, no, something on here is definitely 2025.
And this game, so Nintendo had a Direct not too long ago. It was basically a whole bunch of like third-party games. Nothing too special.
Right.
But shortly after that, they also had Pokemon Day, which Pokemon, big deal, you know. Especially in the wake of the whole Power World scenario, you know. But Pokemon said, nah, we're going to show you how it's really done. And they dropped a trailer for their next installment in their Pokemon game franchise, Pokemon Z to A. A little teaser trailer. But it seems like it's going to be a nice, cool HD level, open world, 3D Pokemon game that might be fire. So, did you play any of the Pokemon games?
Yes. So, I've played most. Including these last ones that came out.
Yeah.
So even though I see the trailer and I'm like, this looks really cool, in my head I'm like, I kind of need Pokemon to go back to that overhead teeny tiny.
Right. See, that's where I came in. Like back in the day.
Because the one time
on the Game Boy,
the one time they tried to not do that, it wasn't good. It was not a good time. Like the glitches of, I don't even remember what the last ones were called. Scarlet and Violet
or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. The glitches. It wasn't. It wasn't cute.
But maybe this one is going to fix it. Because they said Z to A, so maybe we're going to bring it back to the beginning. They're going to start over.
But it's not the Kanto region, which is the first one. It said a town, and I had no idea what this town was.
Lumoi City?
Yeah, I don't know.
Lumiose City?
I feel like that's supposed to mean something. Like, granted, I love Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I've been playing Pokemon since I was a kid. But, like, I barely remember the regions. I barely remember the cities. We got Pallet Town.
I remember Pallet Town.
Right.
And what? That's it?
I remember
the trainers. I remember
right.
Brock and Misty. Yep. I'm old, y'all.
Yep.
And
I remember this.
And Gary hating ass.
Yep.
Gary was a hater.
I always named, for, like, the first few Pokemon games, I always named my rival Gary.
Yeah, look.
It was like, because how can I not? Like, you are Gary. Right. I don't care who you think
who
you are.
Who you think you is, your name's Gary. Because you're the hater. You're the biggest hater in the streets.
Hater. It was like, I remember the second generation was the Johto region because the anime had a really dope theme song for that one.
Oh, yeah, the Johto League. I remember that show, yeah.
But I don't remember the cities, but I feel like the way that they announced the city, we were supposed to know. I need to talk to someone who's really into Pokemon so they can tell me.
Okay. So, yeah. So, for all the Pokemon fans out there, I know a lot of people were excited about this. Pokemon's been doing, you know, I mean, even though that they've had some glitches here and there, I feel like this game, cross fingers, they've worked out those kinks and they're going to fix it and do right by this game. Hopefully. If not, then y'all going to still buy it because, you know.
So Chad is saying that Lumiose City is the large centerpiece of the first 3D games, X and Y. And you know what? X and Y is when I started falling off. Mm. Honestly. Like, I had a 3DS. I remember I did not play Black and White. I tried to get into X and Y. I had a 3DS. In college, I remember telling my mom I wanted a 3DS and Pokemon games, and she was like, have we not outgrown this yet? And I said, absolutely not, ma'am.
No, we have not. You must not know.
No. but that, you know what? That is really where I started to, or like, not even started to, I was trying to get back into Pokemon, but right. I had fallen off. I fell off somewhere around like Black and White. So, okay, so we're getting a redo. Okay, can we get a redo of Red, please?
Yes. Let them redo Red and Blue. Right. I'm there. I'm there. That's what I'm trying to get.
X and Y, that was at least like 10 years ago, but Red and Blue, that was at least 20. Can we
do it for the people?
Can we pick which ones we redo?
Do it for the old mofos like me who was in fourth grade with a Game Boy regular because my mama didn't want to give me the color. And I still was out there.
Do it for the ones who couldn't even read yet and was playing Pokemon and thought the point of the game was on the home screen where the Pokeball would jump and the Pokemon behind you would change. Sometimes I pressed the A button and it happened. So I thought that was the point. Like, do it for us.
Yeah.
Do it.
We want it.
Please.
The streets want Nintendo. We know you can do it. It's gonna make money.
We want a real remake. I'm not talking about Fire Red and Leaf Green.
No, like a true remake.
I want 2024 level Red. Mm. Not Leaf.
And we'll pick Bulbasaur.
Right.
Nah, I'm lying. I ain't gonna pick Bulbasaur.
I might pick Charmander. Everybody wants to pick Charmander.
He's fire. Literally.
Let's go. Pikachu was a remake. Okay, that wasn't even a remake. That was a whole different style of game.
That ain't the same, Diogen.
Low-key associated with Pokemon Go. There wasn't even battling in Let's Go Pikachu. I bought Let's Go Pikachu knowing that it was a sham. Okay?
Money grab.
There was no battling in Let's Go Pikachu. You just ran around and caught Pokemon.
Right.
That's it.
Diogen, it ain't the same game if it ain't no battling. If you don't hear that shit, it ain't the same game.
It ain't.
If you ain't walking through the woods and somebody run up on you and a random the Caterpie walks up on you, even though it really ain't going to do nothing to you, you know, what you going to do?
Don't say that because String Shot might trip you up now.
Hey, you know what? I ain't going to lie. And then it might sneak and turn into a Metapod. And next thing you know, Butterfree putting you to sleep.
Or a Beedrill.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, no. That was a Weedle.
That was Weedle.
That was Weedle.
Weedle to Beedrill.
My bad. Yeah. My bad.
Point is this. Stay out of the woods.
Yeah.
Because it ain't no good. But, yeah. So, Pokemon still kicking strong. New game. That game will be out
2025.
at some point.
Yes.
But yeah, so those were the few trailers. And then a Nintendo Direct did drop. Really not much of anything going on with the Nintendo Direct, in my opinion. It was a lot of third-party games. Real quick.
Yeah. Nothing really stood out to me like, I need to play this. I just thought that the interesting part was that we were getting Xbox Studio games for Switch.
Yes. Yeah. So we are going to get a few, and that leads into the next topic. But before we get into that, like I said, there was a couple games like Grounded, which is an Xbox Studios game. You know, Monster Hunter got another game up in there as well. But and then also, this is a game I did actually play. The Mickey Mouse game with the paintbrush shit. Mm-hmm. What are they calling it? Let me look it up. Epic Mickey. Epic Mickey Rebrushed. That's a good game. That's a good game.
I like that they had to add the rebrushed.
Right? Redone or remixed. But, you know, that's a good game. But other than that, it's just, you know, we waiting for the big news. Now, there is a rumor that's circulating around that the next installment, Switch 2, is dropping.
Okay, they've been saying that for like 5 years.
Yeah, they said it. A lot of sources are starting to corroborate with this one, though.
I feel like the last time we thought there was going to be a Switch 2, there was a Switch OLED.
Yeah, we got duped. And I bought it. We bought it. I bought that shit, too.
I did.
Damn.
Technically, I bought two.
Me, too. Actually, I bought three Switches.
Because I traded in my OG Switch. Mm. So I got one for like $50.
Yeah.
There was, I don't know what scam GameStop had going on at that time, but like literally traded in a day one Switch for an OLED and only paid $50.
You ran away with that one.
Yeah, yeah. Me and a couple people, because once I found out, I told everybody.
There you go.
But then I also bought the special edition Splatoon 3 Switch because those colors are beautiful.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah,
I saw and it. sold my OLED. Well, my other OLED.
Yeah, my first Switch. I bought day one when the system dropped, and then at the time my son was 3, and he thought it was hilarious to take my Switch, run into the bathroom, and throw it into the tub full of water that he was supposed to get into the bath with.
No.
And submerge my entire Switch in water. And I was able to get it out and try to salvage it, but eventually it was too far gone. So then I bought another one. Same model, same type. Got that one. But it was the one that had like the slightly better specs on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that, and then on a whim, on my birthday, because I had the money, I was in one of the malls, I think one of the malls out in Atlanta, and I saw it, and I was like, screw it, and I bought the OLED, and then I gave my son my other one. So so my son has my prior Switch, and I have the OLED one. But I'm done. No more. You ain't getting no more out of me until the next one.
I mean,
which is probably in March of next year.
Those are legit reasons to get another Switch. Those are actual reasons.
I had to do it.
You're better than me. I would have given my son. I would have just kept the one that was in the tub. Be like, you want a Switch so bad?
Well, he was 3 at the time, so he just thought it was funny. He didn't know what he was doing.
I mean, I understand that, but to this day, my younger sister erased my like Zelda data on my Game Boy.
Ooh.
And like I could barely play Zelda myself. I actually had my friend's mom like helping me, and I wasn't seeing that person anymore because like changed schools and stuff like that. So for the longest I wouldn't let her play anything that had save data. Even as like a teenager, I was like, you can't play nothing.
The trust is broken.
No, no.
You know? And that's why I'm like, look, I told him, like, you can have this Switch, but if you mess that up, don't come over here.
That's it.
It's your rap, so you better take care of it. But yeah, so we'll see. That news has been circulating around lately. There are rumblings of quarter one, 2025, Switch 2, or they probably won't call it a Switch 2. They'll probably give it a different name. But
Switch Pro.
We going to buy it. If they do Switch Pro and play with our emotions. But Jessica, I'm going to buy it. You know, look, they going to... Because they probably going to give us all the shit we were supposed to get in the first place.
You probably get 60 frames.
They've been sprinkling shit. See on the 4K. Last, on the OLED, they finally gave us an Ethernet port, right?
Yeah.
So they've been spoon-feeding us the shit we really want. So now they're going, all right, now we're going to give y'all 60 frames pro.
4K.
You know, maybe 4K. They gonna do that, and we gonna be gonna buy it.
Actual RAM.
Right? They gonna do that. You just jinxed it. They gonna do that. That's what they gonna do. And then we gonna sit there like, yay! And buy the shit like some dumbasses. I'm letting y'all know, when it drop, I'm gonna buy it, y'all. I know I'm wrong. I know it's not the right thing to do. But they got me. What am I supposed to do? And they gonna drop a fire-ass game to go along with. I know they are. They gonna announce something crazy.
If they, I probably will get it too. And this is the one time that I'm mad that I have like a special edition Switch. Mm-hmm. Because like, I don't, normally I would just trade it in. Like, yeah. I don't need two Switches, but like, I don't want to trade in my Splatoon.
It looks good.
It looks really nice.
Right. It's a decorative piece. You don't want to really just let it go. I feel you on that.
I don't, but I won't.
Look, just keep it there. Yeah, say you're a collector. Yeah. You know, just say you're a collector.
I mean, some people really be doing that.
You never know when you need a backup. Think about it. You never know.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Right. But speaking of, you know, backup plans is what Xbox is going through right now. Because last podcast, y'all, we talked about this announcement that Phil Spencer had about what was going to happen with the business of Xbox. Everybody thought they were like, oh, Xbox is about to just go ahead and fold up and, you know, they're going to start giving all their games away to PlayStation and everybody else, and Xbox is dead, blah, blah, blah. And Phil Spencer was like, not necessarily.
I just think that was so funny because people really took a small, like, tidbit of an idea.
Right, and then
and
blew
like,
it
ran
out of
with
the,
it. Yeah. They were like, Xbox is going broke.
And we said it to a little bit on the podcast.
They giving away all their games.
So they gave away four. But
four.
But what Xbox ended up actually doing is they announced that they are going to give away some older titles on other platforms, other consoles and whatnot. They're going to kind of pepper them out over time. But also, they confirmed that they are actually working on new hardware. Mm-hmm. Even though people were saying, well, this current iteration of Xbox isn't doing that well, they're saying, yeah, but what we got next, this next shit right here, gonna be the shit.
So here is my argument. I really wish I had been here for the last one. Here is my rebuttal. Every time people want to say that Xbox like hardware sales are not doing well, they don't care.
They don't.
That's what they want. Because at the end of the day, do you know how many people are paying for Game Pass that don't have Xboxes? I've literally seen people have this argument that nobody's buying Xboxes, but they're paying for Game Pass. I'm like, you are the demographic that they want. Mm-hmm. You literally fell for their trap, and you're talking like you're not. They care more about getting Game Pass everywhere,
yeah,
so that they can continuously make money off of you every month, every year, for X amount of time, more than if you buy their hardware. It's like, they got Game Pass on phones, on computers,
everywhere.
On TVs.
Anywhere that you can get an internet connection, you can get on that Game Pass.
You can get on that Game Pass.
Yep.
They don't care. You can only access an Xbox from one place, and they make money off of your Xbox one time. And honestly, most of these companies aren't even making a lot of their money off of their hardware
sales.
They're
selling them at a loss.
Yeah. So it's like, they don't care. That's why all the games are streamable, backwards compatible. They said you don't even need to buy a new Xbox to play Plague's Tale. Just stream it on your old one. We don't care. As long as you pay in Game Pass.
As long as you paying for that Game Pass subscription, right. And, again, Xbox is a parent company of a company that's never going to run out of money.
Never.
Microsoft is going to be rich forever.
Ever.
They're going to have the pockets is always going to be heavy.
Yep.
So Microsoft doesn't really care if, okay, yeah, Xbox systems aren't really selling, but it doesn't hurt their bottom line that much because Xbox isn't their bread and butter.
Right.
It's just their cool little, hey, you know, video games. And they still sell video games. They still sell Game Pass subscriptions. So they still bring in money. But that's the benefit that Xbox has that Nintendo and Sony does not have. Like, if Nintendo and Sony are having trouble selling systems, we're going to have a problem, and we're going to get into that soon, especially with Sony. But if Xbox does, then they're going to be like, all right, well, let's just change course, and we're going to, what's working? Okay, the Game Pass, well, let's push that.
Well, also Microsoft has always been a software company. They're not they sell hardware, but their thing has never
been always been the software. The Microsoft Windows, Microsoft, that is where everything comes through. Like, think about it. So, and again, it's all intertwined. Like Game Pass on Windows, everything is it's a whole ecosystem.
That's why you can't even buy a computer without Xbox already being installed.
Already
on
in there. Yep, it's already logged in. They say, hey, you know, they offer you Game Pass when you buy a new computer. They say, hey, we give you a free Xbox Game Pass subscription or blah blah blah, and they get you in there. Mm-hmm. And look, now it used to be contained to only PC, and you wouldn't be able to get the full catalog. But now they've updated to where you can get everything. So,
yep.
There's no, technically, there's no real incentive to get an Xbox, because that's the reason why I bought an Xbox, is because I had Game Pass for PC, but I didn't get all the games. So I said, well, let me go get a Series S so I can get all the games. And then shortly after, they put all the games out anyway. And I was like, well, goddamn, I should have just waited. But
I mean, I have an Xbox. I have two. Because I still have my...
Side flex.
I still have my 1X.
Okay.
And it's just, I have it more for being able to, like, plug into a TV, but it's been super convenient when I only had my 1X, but I still wanted to play Plague's Tale and Hi-Fi Rush. I wanted to play these games that were Series X exclusives that were also coming out on PC, so I liked the fact that they didn't actually make me get a Series X to play some of these games, like Sony. I could still play them on my PC. I was telling Granddad, I was like, I find that I've been traveling a lot more, or I do a lot of dog sitting, so I'm not home a lot. So the fact that I can take my, you know, 1X with me, because I'll take that with me sometimes, and or just take my laptop, and I can pick up my games like I didn't leave my home. I was in D.C. for 2 weeks, and I just logged into someone else's Xbox and played Persona like I never left home.
Yeah.
And especially since I play so many long JRPGs, like, this continuity between PC and console just makes gaming so much easier.
And I think that's
so much easier.
That's where Microsoft is really... And I think that's where they're going towards and pushing towards, because they know that that's a big advantage that they have against Sony and Nintendo, because you have to have those systems. I mean, yeah, Sony has their own version of PS Remote, but it's not that great.
It's not good.
They don't have the bandwidth and the server power that Microsoft has to really implement this. Xbox does. And you're an example. Like I said, you can go anywhere and just log into someone's system and boom, you're ready to go. Mm-hmm. So I agree with you that should be where Xbox focuses on and gets their player base from, because if they do that, like I said, the floodgates are wide open. They don't care. They're literally working with the competitors right now. They're saying, okay, we'll give you some of our games. That's cool. But on the same time, they have all these other games that they can keep in Game Pass that'll bring people to them. Like I said, they're bringing Diablo 4 to Game Pass. And they own a lot of IPs. I mean, they own Crash Bandicoot, which used to be a PlayStation, IP.
And that's a little crazy.
And it'd be funny if they said, here, you can go ahead and have back real quick. or even though they already let PlayStation have it in a way.
It's like, do you want your Crash back? Do you want your mascot back?
Right. You want them back, But I just think it's cool that they're not giving up, and they're not saying, okay, we're just going to go Sega and just all software and give our stuff to all the other systems. They're really just saying, we're just going to kind of pivot. Mm-hmm. We're going to work on what our strengths are, and we're going to put all of our time and our investment. And then whatever this new hardware that they are working on is, I'm interested to see what it is.
Yeah.
I think it might have something to do with that cross-integration between the PC and the systems or whatever it is, or maybe it might be an all-in-one machine. Like a small all-in-one machine, like a router that you can just pick up and take and say, hey, connect it to this smart TV, and your Xbox is in the palm of your hand now, and you can just take it anywhere. And
I love that.
And it's like, that would be dope.
Yeah.
Do something like that that's innovative and different. And it's like, okay, now wherever you have a device that can show a screen, that little box, it could be a little box. And then you hit it, connect it, and then everything is in there for you. I might just get your idea. Hey, if y'all ain't working on that,
patent it.
Somebody holler at me at Microsoft. I'm going to, hey, they down here in Atlanta. I'm walking to the door right now.
Go ahead.
Knocking on their door. Microsoft, I got something to tell you.
Excuse me, we got an idea.
I need you to cut that check first. Y'all heard it here first, y'all. If they do that shit, hey, I called it. We would document it. God damn it. But no. So I'm interested to see what happens. So, yeah, we're going to keep an eye out on this Xbox thing, see what happens between this year and going into next year, what they're going to bring out and show us. But, yeah, they ain't done yet. They're not done yet, motherfucker. Yeah.
I think it's just at a certain point it becomes smart practice to give a little bit of something. Like, even Sony has tried to make PC versions of some of their games. Granted, yeah. their PC ports are terrible.
They're not good.
But they've been trying to get more people outside of just PlayStation owners to play their games as well. So I think it's just trying to get a larger audience, because without a larger audience, it's getting hard for some of them.
Yeah. And it's funny that you said that, because going into our final story is about PlayStation, and it's getting definitely hard for PlayStation, because
exactly why I live
we've
that
been
way.
And this has been commonplace for a lot of companies. A lot of companies have been doing a lot of layoffs lately, especially in the game space. A lot of people have been losing their jobs based on just how the game industry has been going. Even though it feels like the gaming industry is more popular than ever, it doesn't seem like it's generating the money that maybe it used to for whatever reason. But looking at this story really surprised me, because PlayStation, as of today, of this recording today, they announced that multiple games are canceled. A whole division of their London division has been shut down, and they have laid off around 8% of their force, which is about 900 people. Right. And these are people from high-profile studios.
Like Naughty Dog.
Naughty Dog, Insomniac. Insomniac just had one of the best-selling games of PlayStation.
But when you look at the numbers, they barely made what they spent.
Right.
If they even made what they spent.
Exactly.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah. So even though it sold crazy numbers, the amount of money that went into it, again, you got to look at your bottom line and your balance sheets. And the number one thing with business, no matter what it is, what genre it is they have to protect their bottom line.
Yep.
And whenever the money or the sales or the revenue isn't where they want it to be, the first thing to go is the workers.
Yep.
They look and say, where can we trim the fat?
And
who
they
getting
said,
paid too much and doing too little?
They said a whole studio or a whole office.
A whole office. And again, the whole London office gone. And they were in, and these were offices that were in the middle of projects. They were spending days and nights creating probably passion projects or projects that they were really invested in, just for them to be like told, hey, go and wrap that up, buddy. You gone.
Not even wrap that up. Just stop where
you're
at.
Hey. Put that
hands
put that,
up.
put the mouse and keyboard down. You don't need that no more, brother. Go ahead and get this pink slip real quick. Get on out of here. And all jokes aside, like I said, I always hate to hear people getting laid off.
Yeah.
But it's just been so frequent in the past.
It's been
year.
Happening a lot.
And it's like, okay, a lot of these people, and then think about all these people who are losing these jobs, you know. They have all these skills, but where are they going to go? Because if all these companies are laying people off, you know, when is it going to – where are all these designers and these place testers and these artists and all these other – where are they going to get work at a studio or a company at this level and still be able to make the same money they were making? It's probably going to be hard for them.
Yeah.
So now, you know, you think somebody who spent years perfecting their craft, going to school – Or if this is just something that they want to do all their life, they get their dream job. They're working for one of the biggest gaming companies ever, or the biggest, you know, developers ever, and they get told, hey, you're done. It's it. And then you got to find a way to pick up the pieces and move on to the next one and hope that doesn't happen again over there, because there's so much uncertainty. So that's what trips me up about this, is because when they say, like, Naughty Dog and Insomniac, two of their biggest studios.
That have been coming out with projects recently.
Yes, and projects that have been technically, even though on the numbers, while they may be because of the budgets, but they have been selling in very commercially and retail-wise very successful games.
Right.
And they're dependable studios. If you think about the list of studios that PlayStation has, if someone says, oh, a game from Insomniac's coming out, you know it's going to probably be a good game and do well.
Right.
Naughty Dog's dropping a game, you know it's going to do well. But with them the first two to be able to go, it might have been just, hey, we're paying people at this high-level studio too much money, so we got to cut that out. And they may have just been a casualty of just being too good at their job. Because that happens too.
Yeah. It makes me wonder. I do wonder what projects got canceled.
So, yeah, they said, Diogen said, didn't Naughty Dog just cancel like a big multiplayer game? Yeah, it was a few games that got got canceled. I'm trying to see.
Well, I know.
Also, Guerrilla got some layoffs too, which is another big studio as well.
I know they said we never get in factions.
Yeah, never get in factions. Oh, a Twisted Metal game. It was supposed to be a new Twisted Metal game.
That got canceled?
They got canceled because it got caught up in that too. So I don't know what studio was making that, but they said it was going to be a live service Twisted Metal game that they were working on.
And that's crazy because they have the Twisted Metal show, so this would be the perfect time to ramp up excitement for that game. I feel like that should be a game that you should push to,
right,
let's get this out. We have hype over it. Because I think it got renewed for a second season.
Yeah. And it should have came out with alongside the show.
It should have.
I get game development takes a long time, but I mean, Twisted Metal Twisted Metal game hasn't been out for years. So they knew that the moment that they knew that this show was getting made, they should have been
on it.
Mm-hmm. Or a re-release. Hey, we're just gonna go and do a remaster or a re-release of Twisted Metal 1, or just start the whole lore over again, a story from 1. I would have liked that too, because I was a big fan of Twisted Metal growing up. So that's sad to hear that, you know, games like that and other games that we're just not going to get because, or either we're not going to get it all, or they're going to just be put in limbo until they get moved to another division, or maybe down the line they bolster their employee staff up again to be able to pick up the project. But it's sad to see. So, you know, I hope everybody who was affected by these layoffs, they find a new place to work and they're able to, you know, start a new journey wherever it is, but you know, it sucks.
It does.
And these damn companies, they don't care. These companies don't give a fuck about you. I'm gonna tell you this right now. No matter who, corporate America, listen, you work for these big ass companies, they give you the benefits package, they give you the whole we're a family.
Yep.
All that shit.
Yep.
Don't believe it. Cause this shit happens all the time.
Unless you Neil Druckmann, they gonna keep him.
They don't keep keep the top dogs.
Right.
They don't keep the ones with the names, but everybody below them, everybody is expendable. Everybody, just know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn shame out here. It's cold. Cold world.
This is not the time to be in a cold world either.
Not at all. Like they already fucking us up with all the other shit. Everything expensive. Rent too damn high. Food too damn high. How they want to take away the people's jobs. God damn it.
We just want to play the games.
We just want to play video games.
What's crazy is you taking the people's jobs. You taking the product that the people would buy to pay the people for their job.
You know what I'm saying? So I hope PlayStation got a plan for this because they're supposed to be dropping some heavy hitters soon.
And I swear if that plan is another remaster of a Last of Us game.
Did it too.
I love the Last of Us. I truly do. But I just think that remastering The Last of Us 2 when that game isn't even really 4 years old was a waste.
Complete.
Cash
grab.
There's nothing. And I only have to pay $10 to upgrade. And I'm like, there's nothing in there for me to play $10 for.
And now, you know what? I kid you not. I was sitting on the PlayStation Store and I had it highlighted. And I had an epiphany. And I'm like, why?
Like, what if...
Why am I doing this when there's nothing more for me to do with this game.
Right.
Other than say it looks a little bit better.
Yes.
And I don't care.
It looks a little bit better and they gave you like a space suit.
Yeah.
Like I don't. And then the new game mode, because everybody seems to want to add roguelike games to stuff. I don't want to pay for that.
Yeah.
God of War didn't make me pay for it.
I was going to say that same. God of War didn't make us pay for it. So they should have been like, hey, here's a little roguelike,
exactly.
extra for the people who own the game.
Final Fantasy VII didn't make me pay for a PS5 upgrade.
Cash grabs. They just want the money.
And again, huge Last of Us fan. Love The Last of Us.
Yeah.
I have 3 copies of the first game. That one I could sit and say, okay, I see a reason to upgrade from the PS4 to PS5 version, but I can't do it for The Last of Us 2.
No.
I can't.
And there's nothing more you can do now. Like, you have to give. Actually, I don't even want Last of Us 3 yet. Y'all need to go and make something else. Like, let it breathe. Because y'all have already done, y'all done remastered the first one, remastered the second one. You know, we had the TV show. I love it. But we're
something else.
Something else. We don't want to get in fatigue. So, Naughty Dog, y'all got other games. Y'all better make something new, goddammit. Y'all better do something. But y'all got something else y'all could do. But
Bean said they gonna remaster Last of Us 3 before it actually releases.
They gonna remaster
the television show. Minute.
Right? Don't give me ideas. They gonna make a whole DLC out of the parts of the show that wasn't in the game. See, you done did it. Y'all done started it. They don't hear that shit. And everything that was in the show that wasn't really in the game, they're going to make a whole DLC.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind that, though.
I wouldn't mind that.
That's new content. That is new content.
But they're going to get us again for another $30, $40.
No.
They're
going to hit us with a 60-piece. That better be, I give you.
They're going to hit us with a 60-piece.
I'll give you 20 max.
Nah, they're going to hit us with a
20 max.
They're going to give us, they're going to be like, oh, but it's new stuff. All brand new.
20 max. You get $20 out of me max if you actually make in-game content for the stuff that they did. I know they're not going to do it. It's going to be like $60, but it should be 20.
I don't know. The way they acting out here, they acting real unusual. But Uncharted remake next. Nah, like, stop. New stuff.
Honestly,
I don't want no more remakes from Naughty Dog.
I would take a new Uncharted with Nathan Drake's daughter. I would take that.
A new one?
With Nathan
Drake's. Not a remaster.
With Nathan Drake's daughter that they introduced at the end of 4.
I'm with that.
I would take that.
I
thought that was the direction we were going.
Yeah, it should have been. But you never know. That might be next.
I don't know. I feel like it's been pushing 10 years.
You know how they do. All right, y'all.
There's a rumor about an Uncharted remake. Actually, Lord,
don't do
Jesus.
That. Don't do that. Come on now. When you put this stuff out into the universe,
we don't need this.
You know, look, we just need. I just want Naughty Dog to be good and give me something new.
Yeah,
y'all got it. I think it's time for a new IP.
Yeah,
it is.
It's time.
So hopefully that's what they're working on next. But yeah, y'all. So that's gonna do it for part one. Our gaming news, a lot of cool stories. Like I said, we went over a few trailers, the Mortal Kombat Peacemaker trailer, the Elden Ring, something with the tree that she ain't going to ever find.
I ain't going to find the tree.
And then the new Pokemon, A to Z, of course, you know, slightly touched on the Nintendo Direct, and then, of course, our update on what's happening with Xbox and the layoffs with PlayStation and all of their studios. So we're going to get into part two next. And part two is going to be cool because we're going to do a segment that I've coined, the mixtape, where we're going to both pick a set of characters from games that we feel like would make really dope songs to go on a mixtape that we'll drop. And we're going to make the most fire mixtape. And we have to give justification for every character as well.
Every character has to have a reason.
And we're going to go back and forth. So we're going to do that in part two. But if you're watching live on Twitch, we're going to do part two right now. But if you're listening to us on your podcast network, whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whatever it is, we're going to catch you next week. So, Majestic, I appreciate you for sticking with us with part one. We're going to see you on part two.
Yeah.
But for the ones listening here, Granddaughter, Justin Madness, part one in the books, and we will catch y'all for part number two.